Talk number 18, 26th of January, 1935. Mr. Evan Wentz asked, "There are yogis with occult powers. What does Maharshi think of them?" Maharshi, "The powers are known by hearsay or by exhibition. Thus, they are in the realm of the mind only." Devotee, "Mr. Brunton mentions a yogi in Madras who is said to hold communion with his master in the Himalayas." Maharshi, "It is not more marvelous than telepathy, so commonly known. Telepathy cannot exist without the hearer and television without the seer. What is the difference between hearing from afar and from near? It is only the hearer who matters. Without the hearer, there cannot be hearing. Without the seer, there cannot be vision." Devotee, "So you want me to consider the subject and not the object?" Maharshi, "The subject and object appear only after the mind has arisen. The mind comprises them and also the occult powers." Devotee, "Can the manifestations of light, jyotis, be seen on Arunachala Hill?" Maharshi, "Yes." Devotee, "Is there any psychic effect in visiting sacred places like Mount Kailas, Benares, etc.?" Maharshi, "Yes." "Is there any benefit accruing by dying in Benares?" Maharshi, "Yes." "The meaning will be clear if the real Benares and real dying be understood." "You mean that they are in the self?" Maharshi, "Yes." Devotee, "There are six centers in the body and there are corresponding centers in the world." Maharshi, "Yes. What is in the world is in the body, and what is in the body is in the world also." Devotee, "Is the sacredness of Benares a matter of faith, or is it externally also real?" Maharshi, "Both." Devotee, "Some people are attracted to one place of pilgrimage and others to another. Is it according to their temperaments?" Maharshi, "Yes. Just consider how all of you born in different places and living in other lands are gathered here today. What is the force which has attracted you here? If this is understood, the other force is also understood." Talk number 19, 29th of January, 1935. Mr. Grant Duff asked, "Where are memory and forgetfulness located?" Maharshi, "In the mind, chitta."